The Walk of Alfred. In 1877, Alfred Smith, age 59, writes a diary from his home, The Retreat, a private lunatic asylum in York, UK. Alfred's diary is interesting in many ways and significant as a historical account of disability, mental health, and life in York. The Retreat is also significant in the history of mental health. Founded by William Tuke in 1796, in reaction to the neglectful death of Hannah Mills, a fellow Quaker, whilst in Bootham Asylum in York. William Tuke's son Henry Tuke and his son Samuel Tuke continued the work. The Retreat proposed a much different, more humane family approach. Described as moral treatment, much is written about how this changed mental health care in the 1800s. However, less is heard about the lives of people that lived there. Alfred's diary gives a good account of life at the retreat. It includes many things, including a large number of walking routes that he took around the streets and pathways of York. These all begin, took a walk, and then detail the specific street names and pathways of the routes he follows. 1877, first month, 18th, fifth day. 23 years ago, on the third day of the week, and the 18th of the first month, at 9 o'clock in the morning, I left Grove Hall Asylum, Fairfield Road and Old Ford Lane, Bow, with a man named William Horshaw, sent by Dr. Kitching from York Retreat to bring me with him to the retreat. And we went to Bow Station of the North London Railway, close by, and took train and went to Caledonian Road Station, Battlebridge, and there got out of the train and walked along Maiden Lane to King's Cross and the Great Northern Railway Station, and took train and started at 10:30 and arrived at York Station at 5:30 in the evening, and walked to the retreat by 6:00 and went in and sat down in a small kitchen room till bedtime at 8:00. After I arrived at the retreat, William Horshaw did not offer to get me any victuals till I was forced from sheer hunger to ask him to go and get some, which he did, and not with very good grace, but in a surly, indifferent manner, as he was only a very surly, bad-tempered man with a countenance which bespoke the image of the evil one. He only stayed at the retreat till sometime in the 10th month of the same year, when he left for abusing a man who came after I did. I had one bun at Peterborough Station on the journey. I went out the next morning in the grounds with the farmer man, James Mason, and did some work, and have worked very hard as any labouring man for many years up until 1874. And after, since that, I have been obliged to give up work, having had a paralytic stroke, and been more or less under it since, up to the present time. John Kitching has left the retreat. James Mason is deceased. John York Cowman left. William Wood is left, and some others. Took a walk by Church Lane, Lawrence Street, and in John Shaft's Brickyard, and then up Brickyard Lane to Lawrence Street, Warmgate, Fossgate, Whipmawopma Gate, St Saviour Gate, and looked at the very large house, number 25, where my mother lived, as servant, the cook, with Henry Tuke, when Samuel, Maria, and Esther, his sister, were children, and whom she missed, and they remembered her kindness to them for years after, when they came to see her at the yearly meeting time, sometime between 1840 and 1846, when we lived at number 3, Burlington Place, Broad Street, Ratcliffe, London, went on to the pavement, High Ousegate, Low Ousegate, Kingsstaith, to Castle Bridge, to the retreat. This entry is insightful. It begins with Alfred recollecting the day he came to the retreat, the conduct of the staff, the working contribution he made, and then a walk to look at the house where his mother worked and lived as a cook to the Duke family. Alfred's mother had died 11 years prior to him moving to the retreat. This is one of many entries in Alfred's diary, with more than 350 pages written in an ink pen script covering 1876, 1877, and 1878. It is full of many interesting everyday things, like fixing his 8-day clock, seeing the new gas lights at the station, watching Fulford New Church go up in flames, buying a Portuguese onion, visits by government inspectors, the Mile End Tinker, fetching wine for friends, sitting under a hedge, the new lodge being built, and a raccoon in the backyard. Alfred's diary is so rich in many ways and a wonderful piece of disability history, as significant and relevant as the many other professional histories written about the retreat and mental health care in the 1800s. Alfred's diary is available at the Borthwick Institute for Archives and online at the Wellcome Collection.